Well, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you're listening. Welcome to The Bits. This is Quinn.
This is Claire.
I really threw you off with that intro.
I love it. I love it. I love the energy.
We're here to do something a little different.
Yeah, we got to make up for it. We have never done an episode, just you and I, have we?
Yes, we have. We did a few weeks ago, actually. Paulina took forever to edit it because we are like at the complete mercy of Paulina editing. I should learn.
If anything, I know because of my algorithm that I am experiencing perimenopause, and that comes with confusion and and forgetfulness. So I'm in this new era where anything that goes a little sideways, like what I just did there, it's perimenopause.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you. When I don't want to get out of bed, perimenopause.
Perimenopause. Yeah.
Oh, isn't it fun being a woman? Like, yeah. I literally just sat on the couch before work on Monday and was like, I don't really care if I go or not. And I was like, that's not really the spirit, Quinn. But
that
you know
can't
what?
Be right.
Perimenopause.
We can blame the perimenopause. Yeah. And I was with some parents, ski parents, this weekend at a race, and I was talking about this, and all the other moms were like, yes, yes, yes. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so great. We need to talk about this more. And then all the dads and the guys were like, well, I feel like maybe I'll just start blaming perimenopause.
Oh.
And then
it's because you don't listen.
My one friend who is in healthcare, she's like, okay, let's just cut your testosterone in half and see how you feel. And I was like, yeah, give
get
it to him. Get them.
You know what? Honestly, you know where I'm at with men right now. They're not my favorite species. And so that's tough to hear because I don't want to hear that they're going to, because we know that men don't remember things because they never listened in the first place.
Yep. And I will say I am surrounded by great men in my life. I'm very lucky. So I should give them a bit of a shout out there. But I thought that was very funny.
Are we a perimenopause podcast now?
We might be.
We have a pregnant friend on this
podcast.
Yeah. We have a pregnant friend on this podcast. And am I allowed to say that? She can edit it out.
You have to edit it out because I almost announced it when you weren't in one of the episodes. And then I was like, we can't do that to Quinn. She would be so bummed if she wasn't here. We can't announce it without her. We have to do something very clever for that announcement.
Okay. All right. We'll see if she keeps this in or not. What's going to be funny is that we're just going to find out if she wants this to be the announcement or not.
Surprise.
Surprise. Okay. Let's get down to business because, we have some interesting things to talk about. Four Nations has been done for a while now, but I think that we still really want and need to talk about Wayne Gretzky.
Well, yeah, like, listen, I've been riding that high for a while. It's coming down now. But yeah, speaking of, uncomfortable perimenopause, why not throw Gretzky in?
If we want to talk about things that are not great.
Yeah, let's talk about
Let's
Gretzky.
Let's throw Gretzky in the mix. Okay, so.
Okay, so my question to you, Quinn, because like you also have a very unique perspective in that you grew up around Gretzky. Your dad is extremely tied in the sense that his career was based on that dynasty's team's success and he was very integrated and involved. So I'm sure you've held him on even more of a pedestal than the rest of us who already put him on a pedestal. So maybe not, I don't know, but I guess that's my question is Gretzky ruining his legacy? Let's start with Edmonton. Is he ruining his legacy in Edmonton with his association to Trump, the way he walked into the rink from the US bench? He was there for Canada and came from the U.S. bench. Everybody noticed. I noticed immediately. And then the way he was in the room, he called out the lineup and he, I don't know. It was just like, they're not even paying me to be like, I think the guys were pumped. And then, at the end of the game, he hands out hats, make Canada or
no,
be great.
Be great.
But it might as well have said, make Canada great, although he's not feeling very Canadian these days. So I throw it to you, setting the scene. Where are you at with it?
Okay, so I don't know how much to talk about this, but I will say that the legacy of Gretzky has been falling for a while for me.
Okay.
You go from being this massive, massive star, and you still stay that same way, but like a big part of your identity is tied in that. And then, of course, he gets into the coaching realm and is a total disaster at it. It doesn't go well with Arizona. And, you know, so then it's just like, you know, the psychology of that, I can understand that it would be difficult. But now, and I mean, unfortunately, this has been a thing. Bobby Orr also endorsed Donald Trump. And I mean, yes, of course, rich people want to endorse Donald Trump because he's going to make them more money. But what are we doing? That is an awful human being, an absolutely awful human being who is the president of the United States of America, who has terrible views and is whitewashing the country and just completely robbing people of existence. And I don't even know how to describe it. He's whitewashing it. That is the best way. It's all about like Christian values. And anyways, we're not diving
He's
into
not a
that.
very Christian.
I don't know. He's just an awful person.
No,
And
he's
you know, Gretzky is at Mar-a-Lago on election night. Like, and now this man is talking about annexing your home country, and you continue to support him and then bring them red hats, the color of the Make America Great Again, red hats that say, be great. Then you see the comments on Instagram. There's been a few posts about the hats, and people are absolutely livid and they are disowning him. And I just,
did you
it's
know
wild to me.
there's a petition going around Edmonton to change the name of Wayne Gretzky Drive?
Well, what are they going to do with this? What's going to happen with the statue? I think we have to start talking about that.
Totally. I mean, okay, back up the truck a little bit.
More just in terms of vandalism, not actually taking it down or anything
Oh
like
yeah, good
that.
point.
Yes.
So devil's advocate here. I think that the petition is a little premature, in my opinion. It's a little like alarmist, if you will. I mean, by all means, make the petition. I don't know how much traction it will get. You cannot take away what he did for Edmonton. You cannot take that away. But yeah, I will say that it is absolutely tarnishing. Like the love and adoration that I've had, that so many people have had for Gretz, that he's the embodiment of hockey culture in Edmonton. And it is so unfortunate and sad to see him just like not give an F about that and everybody who looks up to him and not only not. You know, like it's one thing not to speak out and be pro-Canadian in these circumstances with the tariffs and the annexation talk, but to actually be on that side of Trump and buddy-buddy with him, it feels like a real slap in the face and it feels really gross. It's giving me a big ick factor. And it does remind me, do you remember when Paulina Gretzky a few years ago, so his daughter, came out as like, I don't care about Canada, because the people are always asking her, right? You know, you're Wayne Gretzky's daughter. Like, how do you feel about Canada? Are you proud to be half Canadian? Blah, blah, blah. Half Canadian? Full Canadian? Janet Canadian?
No, Janet was not Canadian. That was part
Okay.
of the reason people thought that he got traded because she wanted to go to
Because of her.
LA.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she took all the blame. But anyway, it was like reminiscent of like when everybody was so shocked, like, how could she? And that was the daughter. And now it's like the main man that's dissing us. It's not cool. It's like, it's one thing to be silent and, you know, not take sides. It's quite another to chum up to the guy that's like provoking and antagonizing this country.
And
When he is such a Canadian icon, an ambassador, and it feels like he's kind of taking advantage of that love and respect.
I just can't imagine like what Donald Trump's like endearing, charming qualities would be like
Oh,
when
we
you're
can't
hanging
even
out
get
with
into
him.
that.
Like
Did
I know, like,
you
but that's the
see
thing.
that
Like it's just like,
post?
what are you doing hanging out with him?
Did you see
What
that
are you
post?
doing? I don't
Did you
know.
see that post
There's
today?
10,000 posts about him. Yeah.
Trump Gaza. He posted it. It is an
Oh.
AI generated video. Oh God, I can't even. That should be
No,
banned.
I blocked him. I don't see his things.
Oh
I
no,
will
but it's
not.
I don't follow him. It's everywhere that it's just bleh.
I must
Anyway.
have blocked everything to do with Trump. Okay, let's move on to something much more positive. Because Alexander Ovechkin, so I mean, it transitions beautifully because we're talking about Wayne Gretzky, the dying of a legacy, and now the death of a pretty incredible record that I don't think anybody thought would ever be broken. And that is the all-time most goals in the NHL. Wayne Gretzky currently holds it with 894 goals, and right behind him is 39-year-old Alexander Ovechkin, who scored again Monday night, is now at 883 goals, 11 behind to tie, and 12 to take the record to take the new record. And he's got 24 games left to do it. And I just want to talk about the fact, listen, there's no way that this record ever should have been broken because when Gretzky played, it was a very, very different era of hockey. Like he scored 39
Pre-cap
goals in
era.
50 games. That will never be done again because the goaltenders are way better. Scoring is way harder to do. But
Pads are bigger.
pads are bigger, all the equipment is bigger, they're more athletic.
So
Like
many
there's
things, so
less
many
action.
things.
Like you can't have a foot in the crease, like there's just different rules. And so this, I remember a few years ago when people would start talking about it, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. That record will never be broken. And then heading into this season, it was like, okay, Ovi's gonna break it, but will it be this season? And I don't even know why. Like, knowing what I know about Alexander Ovechkin, one of the most like joyful players to watch play hockey, like the dude just loves the game. He loves to score, he loves to win, he just loves being like he's got like one of the most like dazzling, wonderful personalities.
He does seem like a good human being as
Like a
well.
good guy. And people, there's one guy who lives in Edmonton and he played with him for a bit and he said he's just the best. He's the best teammate because he's there for his team. Like he's fun to be around. He's not putting anything on. You can tell it's very, very like natural, like what he does, it's very authentic the way he is. And he's always been, I mean, he came up in the Crosby era as well. And I always leaned towards Ovi, to be quite frank, over Sydney. I know that's anti-Canadian of me, but I just found him more, he was just really fun to watch. And I remember people were like, well, is he going to do it this season? And then he goes on a tear to start the season, breaks his leg, misses 16 games, and then comes back and is going to now break this record this year. Like it is for those, like we're doing this because I want people who don't watch a ton of hockey and who don't understand hockey that well to understand
And pay
what we are
attention.
witnessing.
Yeah, and like, you might think, okay, he's 39, he's playing longer than Gretzky. Gretzky retired when he was 38 years old. So it's not like he has a bunch more years on him. In fact, I think Gretzky probably entered the NHL before Ovi did. We should check that.
I
But I
think he's,
assume
yes.
because Gretz was so young.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is very cool. He had a hat trick the other night. Like, as a 41-year-old woman who played sports, I just can't even. It makes me think of Christine Sinclair. Like, to get up and get going and have the grueling schedule that they do in the NHL, like, I can't imagine how hard that is on his body. And to still be performing at the level he is, like, you will not find a guy in that locker room that isn't trying to get him the puck right now.
I know. And you know what? Washington is such a good hockey team. And their head coach has just been done a hell of a job. And so it's funny, like I do see guys like still taking their own shots, right? Because they're a team, like, you know, and
Yeah, they
I'm
want to win.
guaranteeing that Ovi has been like, no, we want to win, you know, if the opportunity is there. But yeah, I mean, honestly, the Oilers lost. It was a devast like it was a pretty brutal loss, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh.
But seeing him score those goals, like just like, you know, the Ovi one-timer on the power play, you know, and you're right, like the age thing is just, and we always talk about like it's an 82 game season. 82
Huge.
games
It's
plus
so much
playoffs.
travel, plus travel. Like,
Yes.
oh, I can't even,
I
I cannot
snapped
imagine.
my calf at the gym the other day. Just doing sled pushes, just a pop in my calf, 43 years old. I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm certainly not dedicated to the craft of mobility and stretching, which I'm sure Ovi is. That's probably the most important thing he
For
does at
sure.
this
I mean,
age.
remember Jager too. Like, it's just, it's such a passion for the game and the sport, and it's, you can't help but respect it. And like, I really hope he gets there. I have no doubt that he will. He's got, like you said, 24 games to go, 12 goals to break it. He is projecting to not only get there, but beat it, by a bit, which
By
would be
ways.
very, by very, that would be very cool.
And
And
becoming a record that will genuinely never be broken, I don't think.
you don't
Like
think
we are
so?
witnessing history that I don't know how it ever happens again. This is absurd.
It's a lot of goals.
It's a lot of goals. He has the
So many
most
goals.
30 goal seasons of any NHL player, more than Gretzky. He's 18.
Wow.
30 goal seasons.
So cool. So we're cheering for Ovi. He actually
Oh,
had,
Ovi for
I,
president.
back in, like, I want to say 2017, he made headlines in Edmonton because he was downtown and saw a man that, you know, was ex he was cold, he was homeless, seemingly homeless, and he took off his jacket. I think it was minus 20, minus 25. Took off his jacket. He was just wearing a t-shirt and he just said, "Here, man." Like, he's just seems like a really good guy. He and the media picked up on it. Someone must have seen it, and he was just like, "It's
I don't want
nothing."
to talk
Like,
about this.
no, I don't want to talk
Imagine
about.
how
He just
many of
seems
those
like a very good.
stories haven't been told of Ovi,
Totally.
right? Which I just, you know, it's hard not to cheer for him. And honestly, had he not gotten injured, we might have seen that record broken against the Oilers. And I don't, could you imagine? I mean, it whatever. There's no point in thinking about it because it didn't happen. If he didn't get injured, that might have happened against the Edmonton Oilers, the team that Wayne Gretzky played for, and that would have been incredible. But maybe he plays
He
St. Louis or LA in the next 10 games and or the
and there it
Rangers.
is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah, that's super cool. We'll be keeping an eye out for that. Another one, I mean, sorry, I shouldn't say another one, but another player that I have an eye on is Connor Hellebuck. He's having an insane season. He had such a showing in the Four Nations. Like, that guy's got to win the Vezina, right? Like, I might be placing a bet.
I would. Oh yeah, place a futures bet. He's probably got pretty bad odds, like not really lucrative odds.
Yeah, I guess, right? But yeah,
Well,
because
no,
he's
that's not
ahead by
true
a
though,
mile.
because those are privately voted. It's not like point. Like I know that like Leon Draisaitl's odds for the Rocket Richard are like -700 because there's nobody that's going to even come near him. For top goal scorer in the league. Like he's 13 goals up or something like that on
Okay,
the second
do we need
place
to
player.
talk about the fact that that breaks are terrible for our team and we never want them ever again?
Yeah, I didn't hear the whole stat, but other than the start of the season in 2020, 2021, they went 3-0. But after since then, after every break, whether it's like season, All-Star break, Christmas break, they go 0-3. So they're
Well, we're
0-3.
what? No, we're 0-4, are we not?
Nope, because they lost one before the break.
Okay.
We were
That
at that
doesn't
one.
make me feel better, but okay.
Yeah, so this is the first time they've lost four in a row since 2023, which is obviously incredibly impressive. But I mean, we got to talk about the trade deadline because obviously right now it's hard. Like, at the end of the day, when they're not playing well, it's pretty easy to start wanting to pick on guys and, talk about all the trades that the Edmonton Oilers need to do. But frankly, I'm on the goalie train.
Listen, Paulina's not here. You can speak freely.
Yeah.
It's a
Listen,
safe
well,
space.
and here's the thing. Stuart Skinner brought them to game seven of the Stanley Cup final. He almost won
Everybody
them a
keeps
Stanley Cup, so he
talking
can
about
do it.
that.
He can do it, right? So it's like you can't just now say like, oh, just all of it, like, Stuart Skinner isn't the guy. He can't do it. But I mean,
He
something's
didn't
going
win
on.
a game seven.
Is it wrong of me as a woman to say that like family planning should be done a little bit better if you're a professional athlete? Like, don't have a baby in the middle. I know that's terrible. I shouldn't say that, but I said it. Should we not be having babies in the off season?
I mean, listen, I don't know if
Just getting
that's.
pregnant is hard. I understand this.
I let's not, like, who knows? But I can say that, yeah, I mean, his save percentage is not good. And I think that you can, both things can be true. You can like Stuart Skinner and think that he's a sweet guy and he's done a lot of great things and had some wonderful moments with this team. And he can be completely inconsistent and make you go absolutely mental when your team needs you. We generate so much offense, and he still can't save the shit that needs to be saved.
Yeah. I mean, I have heard the school of thought that it's time to just stop sharing the net with Pickard, give him the starting job. Just, like put that kind of, I don't know, like that pressure on, give him that space, give him
I
that
don't wanna.
headspace.
I don't
I
wanna.
don't they're not going to trade for a goalie though.
It
Stan
doesn't
Bowman
feel
has come out
safe.
and said that he's not going to trade for a goalie.
I did hear that. But okay, speaking of trades. So now that we've seen Binnington, I love that they went with him in the final. I love that.
Oh,
I
and he
love
was
that
the
he won
reason they
game
won in
seven.
overtime. Yeah.
You and like any naysayer. Like there were that stretch in overtime, I want to say it was like 2 minutes
He
of
made like four
absolute
10 bell
greatness.
saves. Yeah,
It was
absolutely.
unbelievable.
Yeah, no,
He
I
gave them
mean,
a chance.
listen, it would be a wonderful option. I know that the discussion has been a little bit about Binnington and Parayko. Maybe since they stole a couple players from us in
And by that, you
Holloway,
mean the St. Louis Blues?
the St. Louis Blues, like maybe they give us a deal. And if we're going to talk about defensemen, I mean, I love Colton Parayko. Was also on the Canadian team. Good, solid defense, like defensive defenseman. Big dude, big reach.
How old is he? How many years does he have, ish?
Oh, that's a great question.
Also, we're wearing Blues colors. Did you notice that? Me and my
Oh yeah, we are.
tiny hills, big heels.
Okay. So Colton Parayko is 31 years old, still pretty young. You're not going to sign him to a 10-year deal or anything like that. But I
Young?
mean, the Oilers right now
In over
are in
years.
they're in win now mode though. You don't need this guy for 10 years.
What's another old guy?
What's another old guy? Jordan Eberle.
Henke.
I'm real annoyed that that guy's in the conversation with the Oilers.
No, I just mean like what's adding another old guy at this point, given how
Oh
many
yeah,
old
the
guys we
Oilers are
have.
the oldest. They are
But
the oldest
yes,
team in the league, are they not?
they are. Eberle is in the mix, and yeah, that's silly bananas, as Dustin would say. I just feel like that is
I have
what would we
no
gain?
interest in that. Listen, like they probably do, like they probably need another center.
Why?
But I think more than anything defensively, they need to shore up like their defensive pairings. Ekholm and Bouchard. I mean, Matthias Ekholm is just doing what he does. He's a great player. We obviously know my feelings on Matthias Ekholm. I love him. If I buy a jersey, it will be an Ekholm jersey. But Evan Bouchard, taking a huge step back this year and gonna need to find a way to snap out of this. But it's wild watching him play. Like he comes out of the gate and turns the puck over. Like it's just like there is just. They talk about the Oilers team being fragile right now. That is an individual that is incredibly fragile. And I have a theory. We call him Old Man Bouchard because he looks like an old guy. Maybe he's actually Benjamin Button Bouchard and he is reverse aging now. So he's losing experience. He's getting younger and less experienced in the NHL. That makes sense.
It does look worse every day.
Yeah.
I think people who even give him the benefit of the doubt or defend him are starting to have a hard time doing that.
I was one of those people.
He
I have
just
a cat named Bouchard, and it's becoming difficult even in the house.
Oh my God, are you gonna change his name?
No, because he really knows his name. But Bushy Bear, he didn't react, so maybe he
Yeah, I
doesn't
don't
know his
know.
name.
If we're taking down Gretzky statues, you might be changing Bouchard the cat's name.
Maybe I'll call him Eck for Ekholm.
Change it to Ekholm.
I'll just change it to his defensive partner.
Oh,
Yeah.
God.
I mean, I don't think that's a stretch.
What are we going to do with that guy? Is anyone going to take him? No.
No, and I don't think you trade him because there I think that there is it's a bad year. It's a bad stretch right now. That's going to happen. I just think it's hilarious because it's like, I mean, last year, think about how tough of a season Darnell Nurse had, like fundamentally, some of the defensive fundamentals, and he's having a great season this year. He's really turned things around. Guys are going to turn things around, but it's interesting because Bouchard's in a contract year. So, like, he's playing for his next contract, and it can no longer be the number he was probably hoping it would be. It'll still be a big number because there's a lot of upside to Evan Bouchard. And when he turns things around, he's going to be a great player unless he really is Benjamin Button Bouchard. I don't know. We're going to have to find out, right?
I've seen rumors about Erik Karlsson potentially as an option for defensively, but you've said like he's just more of the
I don't
same. He's
love
too
that. He's,
offensive.
yeah, I mean, we have Bouchard, who is the offensive defenseman. And yes, you know, Bouch has got to be, you know, a little bit better on the power. I mean, he takes a lot of shots. You know, he is a good quarterback on the power play, or not really quarterback, but good on the blue line on the power play. I just think that honestly, sorry, I got a warning. I just think honestly, we need a defensive defenseman. I don't think that we need to bring in another offensive-minded defenseman who isn't that great in his own end because that has been a really big part of the problem here. Erik Karlsson is not a star in his own end. I want Jakob Slavin, frankly. Don't think
Why?
Carolina's gonna give him up. So
Why do you want him? I mean,
I
obviously.
mean that Four Nations final. Like I don't watch Carolina a whole ton, and that Four Nations final, like I was like, oh God, I love Slavin. He is so good. Like some of the plays, he was just absolutely incredible. Like made some huge plays to save goals against the Canadians, and I was like, oh okay, so
He's good.
Slavin fan. Turns out, literally didn't. I thought he was like literally Slovakian with that name, and then there he is playing for America.
Here we are. I'm talking about pre-Four Nations that this is a tryout for who can play well with McDavid. Meanwhile, it's like who can defend McDavid, and
Yeah.
that's the tryout.
Slavin. Yeah, that's exact. Well, I mean, didn't. Can we talk
But
about how gaunt Connor looked after Four Nations? Like his face looked very thin. I think he was very
He's
quite
tired.
sick. I think he was
Yeah, some.
quite sick at that tournament.
He was not playing well at all in that game. I didn't think he was. He
Yeah.
made
And I've
several
been
plays that were like, what?
Yeah.
And then all erased, of course, with the OT winner and just so much joy, and he so deserved it.
Yeah,
But I'm not gonna
absolutely.
lie, like I bet a lot of money on him lighting that game up because it's not typical for him to come into a big moment and or just any game after being quiet. He usually lights it up, and he didn't. And well, I mean, he ultimately did in the dying seconds of the game, but throughout that game, it was like, where is he? Like, what is going on? And it wasn't even that he didn't have a presence. It was like he was doing stuff that you were like, what is happening right now?
I know, and I've been
Yeah,
fairly
maybe
like
something.
defensive of him, because he didn't really have anybody to play with. Hockey Canada found out that, like, much like Sidney Crosby with Chris Kunitz years ago, McDavid and Hyman are probably a package deal, probably the
Yeah.
smart play.
Right.
So that probably, booked Zach's ticket to the Olympics next year,
Listen,
maybe, hopefully.
Marner figured it out, and credit to him. Did I ever think I'd be cheering for Marner? No. Like,
Can we have a moment for the fact, though, that Austin Matthews just was puck watching and bailed on that play so hard and left Connor wide open? And it
so
must have,
hard.
like, imagine being Mitch Marner and being like, that's my teammate who I'm going to try to win a Stanley Cup with. And he just did that.
Wow. Yeah, I saw a hilarious interview. Did you see that clip of him? Like, I think his name was Kevin. He was like, does that end of the game play like haunt you a little bit? Like, it
Oh,
seems
yeah. And he
like just
goes,
a little
good
bit more
question,
and you would have
Kevin.
had that. And he was like, thanks, Kevin. Good question, Kevin. Just absolute
Oh, God.
stone cold. But
Unreal.
like, own it. Own it. You are an absolute superstar. Like, deal with it. Sorry, I
Yep.
don't like that. I don't like that response.
Ye
It's like,
Own up to your
meanwhile, the
actions,
Kachucks,
100%.
yeah, Matthew Kachuk and the Kachucks are on
The new
the
heights.
Kelsey, yeah, New Heights podcast. They're on, Matthew was on Jimmy Fallon. Like, suck it up.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
I commented
Own it.
on New Heights today. I was like, yeah, sure, they fought, but Canada won. Like, stop
Oh my
talking
gosh.
about the fights. There's fights all the time in hockey. Yes, that was like incredible, but like, get over it.
No, what I love is the Canadian team response. It is so good. Like Marchand, not even low key calling them out and like giving Kachuk an education. Like, I've never liked Marchand ever, and now I love him. Like all of it. They're Hagel. You know that the group chat, I don't know if you saw that, he like screenshot like the group chat of all the Canadian team, and it was called Champions. It's, you know, like he's just, they're just like, he had a they but they had a big mouth going in, both of them. They looked like absolute goons. They play incredibly well, but like just overshot it, and it's so, it's just, I love how Canadian the response has been too, because they're not like rubbing their nose in it or they're taking the high road, but they are letting them know that they notice what happened there, and I hope they're embarrassed. I don't think
No,
they
they're
are, because
probably not.
they're so arrogant, but I think their own teammates have even said like, shut up in
You know what,
some.
actually, Travis and Jason should be asking is about the times that Matthew Tkachuk didn't fight. You know, like when
Turtle.
he turtled. That would be a much more fun conversation, wouldn't it be, Kelsey boys?
Right.
Okay. Anyways,
Is
we have
that
4 minutes.
Boosh?
So, no,
Or
this
is
is
that Clyde?
Clyde. Yeah,
I see
that's
the white
Clyde.
belly. Next week, we are doing a cool little feature on the badass women in sports, specifically in Edmonton, because we have International Women's Day just around the corner. And with that, we have an awesome guest that's joining us on the pod next week.
Yeah, so we're going to have I butchered her name when I said it at the Women in Sport breakfast. Vanessa Hettinger.
Hettinger. Hettinger?
Hettinger?
You're
I don't.
nailing it
Hettinger?
now. I'm sure she'll love that. You
We'll get her
didn't
to say
this
it.
time.
I even when she was trying to tell me at the breakfast, I was like, nah, dude, I can't get this. Anyways, Vanessa, power skating coach phenom in Edmonton, has come up through the ranks. She has coached men, she has coached women. She's won championships with teams. She is really awesome. So we're going to have her as a guest next week, and then watch our socials because, as we mentioned, we are going to be featuring five badass women working in sports in the Edmonton area. So that's all coming up on the bits. And of course, we also always have to thank Kate and Ave, social media marketing company. If you need anything for social media in Edmonton, we highly recommend that group. So thank you to them for their wonderful support of the bits. So that's all
Quinn,
for us. We'll
it's
see you
been
on
a
another
slice.
time.
See you on another time.